This is Michael Gano with Insight to Israel, and just playing, trying to bring to you the spirit that should be in our heart all year round, the spirit of Christmas, and that means that God sent His only Son when man was at his most destitute point, when there was no sacrifice laid on an altar that would suffice, when there's not enough good works that we can do, that we were in such a fallen state, that man offered up a sacrifice to God for his sins. Israel did it. The high priest did it for the sins of the nation. And every individual had to offer up their own sacrifice for their own sins. And there's not enough lambs. There's not enough rams. There's not enough red heifers that we could lay out, that we could sacrifice, that would ever cover and bridge the gap between us and a holy God. And yet all of the times that those sacrifices were made, God finally said in His foreknowledge, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, He knew what this would be. He knew that man, even in His foreknowledge, would fall, but He loved us that much that He continued on and gave us that opportunity. And yet He gave back, as we continually had to bring those sacrifices, eventually He realized, He knew, and still He gave in return His Son Christ. And I am very grateful for that. If anyone has never seen that video, it's called Christmas Food Court Flash Mob Hallelujah Chorus. It is amazing. I've watched it 1,000 times. And when you hear forever and ever, forever and ever, there will be no more persecution of the Jewish people. There will be no more Christian deaths. Every tear will be wiped away in the New Jerusalem. In fact, Jerusalem will be the center of the world. Isaiah says that He will rule the nations with a rod of iron. There will be no more out of line, no more misgiving, no more fits of rage or war. He will rule. And if you really know the Scripture, if you know that Scripture in Isaiah, and you listen to that song, there's a joy that comes with that when you look at the way the world is going. Anyway, I want to say thank you to all the guys at America's Web Radio this Christmas. Merry Christmas to you guys. You're fantastic. The ratings for America's for Insight to Israel, we're listened to in Israel, in Europe, in the United States, and out of 26,000 shows, Insight to Israel is in the top 20%. This show's only been on since March. And I have to say, I thank God for it. It's been a lot of work. staying up till 5, 6 in the morning, 7, 8 in the morning, working all night, trying to hit that and take advantage of that American time zone. And I want to say thank you to all the guys there and everyone that listens. And I want to say also thank you to all of those that give to Hershey's for Heroes. You will never know unless you go to the Facebook page Hershey's for Heroes, or either Google it in, Hershey's for Heroes. You will never know how it is changing the mentality, the mindset, the heart, the soul, of these soldiers when they see, and a lot of these people that are sending them in, Christians. Now, there's some folks out there that they get it, and maybe they're not so inclined or persuaded 100%, but they see the need and they're feeling it. And I'm thank you to all those people who sacrifice, who take the time, order the chocolate bars, put the notes on, get your friends and family together, because it's the labor of love that's put in. Someone asked me that if, why don't I call Hershey's and get a bunch of chocolate bars from them? I wouldn't take a million. And I know that sounds kind of, it doesn't sound correct to some people. But I want Americans, because this shows me who really gets it with Israel and the time that they put in. And I'm telling you, when you see a picture on Hershey's for Heroes, the website will be up for Insight to Israel, will be up in January. When you see a picture with a soldier holding a chocolate bar, and you can point to that chocolate bar and say, that's mine. That soldier was blessed by that note that I put on there. That there's a bonding there. And now I'm bringing soldiers together with contributors so they can email each other and friend each other on Facebook. It's amazing. It is amazing. So I want to say thank you to everyone who gives. Now, I'm in Jerusalem right now, and I'm at the CBN headquarters with some fantastic people. I wanted to take this time and do a special Christmas show and say thank you to CBN for all the work you guys do. You've been here far longer than I have. Chris, thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
Chris, you guys, I walked in. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
This is great stuff. Look, this is a great time to be in, historically, to be in Israel.
Yeah, very much so.
And the guy that gave, Eric Branch, the guy that gave 500 chocolate bars, I talked to him last night on the phone. He said, you don't need to give me a phone call. I said, you deserve a phone call. So I told him about what's going on here, and he's like, wow. He said, Michael, I would have never known. The media, you know this, you're media.
Mm-hmm.
You're big. You guys are big, and you do a great job. Eric Steckelback, love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I get to meet him.
I hope so, too. He'd love to meet you. I know he would.
But anyway, so Chris, let's kind of reflect here, because we had you on the show back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Back, I think it was October. Early
yeah,
October.
Sounds right.
And tell us a little bit about what's, a lot of people probably know, but let's do a refresher. Tell us what CBN does.
Well, CBN News here in Jerusalem, we've been here since August of 2000. I came here then with my wife and three children, and we've been here for the past more than 13 years, reporting on what's happening in Israel, sort of being on the front lines
wow.
of Israel's history and what's happening in the Middle East, and hopefully explaining to people, helping people understand what's going on here in the Middle East and why it's so important to them that they understand that. Why, for example, it's important to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, to be
Absolutely.
Standing with Israel, and help perhaps tell a perspective from a biblical perspective that people often don't get.
Right.
And often, and tell perhaps a side of Israel that they may not get in the mainstream media.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was interesting because we just had this big snowstorm last weekend.
Yeah, a historic snowstorm. Amazing.
I saw pictures in Saudi Arabia. Those guys, that place was covered in snow. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramids covered in snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was the first time in 112 years that Egypt or Cairo has had snow. So
wow,
that, yeah.
wow. Uh-huh. It's amazing. I thought about this. I did not get to see the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing remnants of it right now.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I thought, my. We have kings and potentates. Presidents and diplomats and ambassadors trying to scheme and plan and make their way. And yet the Almighty shows that He is in control
mm-hmm.
of all things.
Yeah.
And I like to see these. You know what? I don't wish any man or woman, even children, ill will. But I like sometimes when the heads of state are brought to a standstill by the hand of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't mm-hmm. see it, there's... It's like they're standing right here, and God just said, does this, because He can.
Uh-huh, He can,
know?
Exactly.
And it's exciting. So what did you guys experience during the snowstorm?
Well, I've been through a lot of snowstorms. I've lived for many years in Michigan. I grew up in Massachusetts, so snowstorms are not foreign to me, and it was a real blizzard. I remember looking out the window or going outside and, to see the wind and the amount of snow. It wasn't just a dusting. It was a genuine blizzard, not only for... It was actually 3 days. It was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
And it broke up a little bit on, maybe between Friday and Saturday, and it started up again. And I think they had as much precipitation in just like one day that they had in the whole month of December. And the snow, you can still see it now. It's been almost a good week since it started.
Yeah.
And you can still see snow on the ground today.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. You know, I tell you, I predicted when this was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I just had, I was like, you know what? There's going to be one more good one. There's going to be one more, the end of December, early January.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And now I don't know what's going to happen, but a friend of mine actually that I had told this to sent me an email and said, we're supposed to get a cold blast from Russia coming down here in the next week, they're predicting.
Really?
That's just an intuition.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether or not if it doesn't, it's no big deal. Nobody's for the worse for it, you know. But I think that we're going to see some. God uses nature. I mean, we know this, but until we actually see it firsthand, unless you're here in Israel and see it.
Yeah. A lot of people quoted from, I think Job 38 talks about the treasuries of snow, and that's sort of God has His treasuries. If He wants to give some out, He can do it.
Exactly, exactly. So moving forward, again, I want to say thanks for all the work you guys do. Mm-hmm. I use every morning or in the afternoon. It's morning in the States. I put up a Gnote, which is a word of encouragement. Usually, it's a scripture in English and in Hebrew, and I use a lot of CBN's videos. I put up informative videos with that. And
sure.
You guys really do some great, great stuff here in Israel.
Well, it's a real privilege to be here. We try to do what we can.
Yeah. So let me ask you, for you, you spent a lot of Christmases here, I would imagine.
Yeah, I've been here, 13, coming up on 13 Christmases, and I've been most of them here. We have taken a few trips back to the States and spent Christmas with family.
Yeah.
Which is very, very, very nice to do. But many times, most of the time, we've been here.
Do you ever get... You know, I'm more family sick than I am homesick.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Do you ever, like, has there been a time, because all those Christmases, even though you went home, was there ever a next Christmas that's like, wow, you really just feel that pine?
To go back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and the separation it can be difficult at times because you miss the familiarity, you miss the things that you did when you grew up as a kid or even later in life. And now, today's my birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Wow, happy birthday. Nice, nice.
Yeah, I was thinking of all those years, now there's one more of them. So, but yeah, family sick is a good way of putting it. You love being here, but missing family, my two brothers, my sister, and their children, it's you do miss them.
You know, I look at my brother's Facebook page, or my mother hardly ever uses her. I have more stuff on her Facebook page than she does. But
yeah.
It's tough because you look at your family, and there's been times when I've Skyped with my brother, and I'm looking into his house, and I just reflect on, okay, I've stood at that breakfast bar, I've at that island, or I've sat in that couch, and my little nieces would touch my face and kiss me and say, Uncle Michael, we love you. You know, and then you see them, and it's to see them grow up, and you're not there being able to see all of those events that transpire, you know. It's tough.
There's a price to pay, I think, for yourself and those that are called overseas, whether it's here in Israel or different parts of the world. And, and I think maybe that's perhaps the highest price is the fact that you just cannot be with your extended family like you would want to be at different times of the year, and especially at this time of year, Christmas. And it's, I guess, one of those things you got to count the cost when you answer the call.
Yeah. You know, the one thing, because there's sometimes, you try to be the tough guy and you say, okay, I'll get through it. Christmas will come
again. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Because you love what you do. It's, I can't imagine, and as much as I love my family, I can't imagine me being anywhere else besides here.
Yeah.
Because if I was in the States, at this point, with all I've been blessed to experience, and the amount of people, I'm sure that you, the people's lives that you've been able to touch, maybe you don't see it every day as a whole, but when you get that email that says thank you, you know, or you get that Hershey's for Heroes chocolate bar, and you look at that note and you say, wow, and you can't wait to give it to the next soldier and see that look on their face and the testimonies. But it those are the things. It's like, what else, why would I want to do, as much as I miss my family, you just feel this thing that keeps drawing you in spite of your emotions.
No, I agree. I know what you mean.
So how are you going to spend this Christmas?
Well, thankfully, this Christmas, my daughter's already here, and my son and his daughter, my daughter-in-law, his wife, are coming here Christmas Eve day, so we'll be spending Christmas together, which will be exciting. The only regret we have, or the main one, is that our youngest daughter is not going to be with us. She's with Youth with a Mission, and she's in...
They're a great organization.
Yeah, terrific, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, because they have the... Anyone who doesn't know Youth with a Mission, they've been around for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do humanitarian work all around the world.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and they even have the mercy ships.
I think so. I think they... At least they did in the past.
Yeah.
Anastasius, I think they called
it. Yeah. That was like when I was a teenager.
Right. Yeah.
I was... I just had my 43rd birthday two weeks ago on December 7th.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I used to like read about them. I'm like, wow, that would be great to do something.
Yeah, they're
like
quite an organization.
Well, what made her...
Well, she went to what they have is called a DTS, which is a discipleship training school, and she did that a couple of years ago. They have a sort of, I think their motto is sort of to know God and make Him known.
Yeah.
And so they divide this discipleship training school, about a six-month course, with 2 to 3 months of study and then 2 to 3 months of outreach. Her first time, she went to China and North Korea.
Wow.
And
that
was quite an adventure for her. Then last year, she led one of these schools, and she went to Mozambique and South Africa. And this year, she's doing the same. Now she's leading it by herself. She co-led it last year. Now she's going to be in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice break from...
Yeah, it is.
From where did you say that?
Well, China, North Korea, Mozambique, and South Africa.
So she deserves a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, how old is your daughter?
Well, she'll be 22.
Wow.
A few days. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you. I see it a lot in this country. I see it among all the young people, mostly. They're just good kids, you know? But I'm sure when you see the unfortunate circumstances that many of our young people are in the States. And as a dad, there's no way. I mean, I know you're proud.
Yeah, very proud.
When you see that. I mean, how many 22-year-olds just, it's so sad, just mess up their lives.
Yeah.
You know? Now, that can be fixed. God can fix that.
Sure.
But, you know, to not be on that path of destruction and then have to turn around and repair all those wounds, you know? That's amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So now where's she at now in St. Croix?
Well, she's in St. Croix, yeah. She'll be there for another 2 months.
Wow. Uh-huh. So she's spending Christmas in St. Croix.
Well, she won't be having a white Christmas, I'm pretty sure of that.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I will say this, Chris. I lived in Florida for 6 years, and you always have the choice because it's expensive. I'm going to go home Thanksgiving or Christmas. There's no way I would have spent one Christmas in Florida. Not one. I wouldn't have even enjoyed it. I like the cold. I'm getting ready to go up, spend a lot of time in the north this winter.
Uh-huh.
I had a woman send me an email and said, okay, Michael, well, we see how much you're doing for our soldiers when it's hot, and that's the easy part, but you're going to go up in the north and brave the snow. I was a little shocked at the email. I was like, wow, someone's really putting it to me, you know? But I'm going to go up there.
I am.
I love the wintertime. I love the snow. I like to get out there in the elements and tough it out, and if those soldiers have to, you know.
You know, speaking of the IDF up in the north, we did a story a couple of years ago about the unit up there on the Mount Hermon and in the right on the Syrian and Lebanese border. And it's like a snow patrol. And they're you know, patrolling the borders of Israel in the snow and the cold.
Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. This is, you know what, California thinks they have it all. They have never been to Israel. You have the desert. You have the Dead Sea, the lowest point on Earth. You have the Mediterranean.
Uh-huh.
And then you can go skiing in the wintertime.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand that or realize that.
No, they don't. You know, you know what? They can have California. That place is a cesspool. But
I'm sure some parts of California are really good.
No, there's good people in California.
Yeah,
we just need to get them out of there. You know what I mean? But anyway, that sounds awesome. You know, Chris... It's this is a great time in the world,
mm-hmm.
and some people see it as negative. And I don't like everything that's going on, but you know what? We've got a lot of stuff going on in the States, a lot of persecution of Christians, mm-hmm. legally, mm-hmm. through legal means, through legislative means, through political means, mm-hmm. media means. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and I wrestle with, because I know we should take a stand. We have responsibility. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people just don't get that we have a responsibility to stand up. And in a day when everything, and I think this is, you know, in a day when men were strong, mm-hmm. tough, they had some spine about them. You know, now we've become so weak and spineless, we're so afraid to offend. Whether it's Christmas, can you imagine? Can you imagine being offended over the word Christmas? I don't comprehend it.
Yeah, well, it's our politically correct age right now. And some people call it a war on Christmas. I mean, the fact that actually they're trying to erase any memory of Christmas, any celebration of Christmas, it really kind of is a battle against the whole name and the whole idea behind it. This is that whole thing about the Hallelujah Cross chorus. This is God reaching out to man.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. You know, I love the fact that in spite of all that, I'm telling you, Chris, I can almost picture the chaos and the war. I picture the dust, if you could step back from the earth and see it with spiritual eyes, mm-hmm. the war that goes on would create a spiritual dust, mm-hmm. being stirred up by that spiritual war. And in spite of that, in the midst of that, God is reaching down his hand and touching individuals.
That's right. Yeah.
And picking them out, mm-hmm. and in out of that war, mm-hmm. and you know, changing their lives. And we're seeing it here in Israel. Mm-hmm. I've had young people ask me, and this is what boggles my mind. I have had a lot of these discussions, especially since December. And I'm sure you can give me, I want you to give me an example. But I may be sitting on the beach or out somewhere and talking to friends, and I'll have someone pull me aside and they'll say, "Michael, what was he?" And they know, I know who they're talking about, but they'll say, "What was he? Was he a great rabbi? Was he the Messiah?" And I can't quite understand. I think that if folks had some intelligence, just a little bit, they would ask themselves, okay, here's a Jewish guy. And I don't mean to use the word guy in disrespect to the Messiah. Mm-hmm. But here's a man that was Jewish, born in Bethlehem, changed the world. Literally changed the whole of the Gentile world. And you would think there'd be folks step back and say, maybe I need to really take a little bit of a deeper look into this. What is this phenomenon that's going on? I'm Jewish, and I know that there are. I've had these conversations. I'm Jewish. Why do you guys, how come we don't, and they do? Have you had any, I'm sure that you have, but is there an experience that comes to your mind that you've had that you've, now I don't normally always talk about these things mm-hmm. on the show mm-hmm. because I've been accused of being a missionary, which I'm not. Mm-hmm. Look at my Facebook page, I'm not. But I think these are things that we need to talk about.
Well, if you look at, I don't have an example that comes to mind, but when you look at the things you mentioned, when you look at Bethlehem, this is something that had been prophesied before by the prophet Micah, that he would be born in Bethlehem. And when you look at all the things that Jesus has fulfilled prophetically, you know, it's striking.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at even, and this is from the Old Testament, those scriptures that have been fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing to mm-hmm. be here and see this. Right now in the Old City in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. here mm-hmm. in Jerusalem, there's Christmas decorations
mm-hmm. That's
put,
right.
put up by the, in the
Christian Quarter, maybe?
In the Christian
yeah.
Quarter,
uh-huh.
where there's a lot of, and I apologize, my mind's a blank,
uh-huh.
a lot of the traditional Orthodox.
Christian Arabs and sometimes Syrian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox.
Yeah.
Not so much in the Old City, but there are Russian Orthodox here.
Yeah.
And they actually, there are three Christmases here in the Middle East.
Yeah.
In Jerusalem, this first December 6th, I believe, is the first one celebrated by the Orthodox. And then there's obviously December 25th. And then I think it's January, I'm not sure of the date, but the Armenians celebrate it in January. So actually, if you came here, you could catch three Christmas celebrations. And we were just in Bethlehem the other day. We were doing a story there about what's happening to the Church of the Nativity. And so being there is significant and profound, that you can actually be in the place where it very likely this right. was the place where Jesus was born.
Right. Now, what's funny is we know that it's probably 200 or 300 feet underground sometimes.
It could be, exactly.
You know, because a lot of people don't really take a look at history mm-hmm. and know that when one people group or nation conquered another to cover up, which mm-hmm. the left is using a different strategy now, that's but right. to cover up the existence of that former civilization mm-hmm. they conquered, mm-hmm. they would build on top of it. They'd destroy it and then yeah. build on top of mm-hmm. it. And that's why we find so many archaeological artifacts mm-hmm. so far underneath the ground.
It's true, yeah.
So, anyway, great stuff, Chris. It's Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
And I appreciate you. You folks, we're going to go talk to some of these other people in the office
uh-huh.
and get some feedback from them about what Christmas means to them in Israel and why they came. And it's exciting.
It is. Very exciting, Mike.
All right. Listen, we'll be right back. This is Michael Gannot and Chris Mitchell with CBN. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and God bless you and we love you. This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. Every day the Israeli Defense Force finds itself on the front line of the war with the militant arm of Islam. Surrounded by enemies from within and without, they fight for the only Jewish state. Military service is mandatory, ladies serving 2 years and men serving 3 right out of high school. While young people in other democracies are busy traveling or attending university, Israeli men and women gear up for basic training. In a world of heads of state, politicians, ambassadors, diplomats, and a leftist media, many times our voice at the grassroots level is drowned out. So we started an ongoing project called Hershey's for Heroes. Patriot conservatives from all over the U.S. are sending Hershey's chocolate bars with a note of thanks for defending Israel. Won't you join us by sending a sweet message to the IDF? For information, please see my Facebook page at Michael Gannot. Thank you, God bless Patriot Conservatives, and God bless Israel in her struggle for sovereignty and security.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
Right. And we're back. This is Michael Gannot with Insight to Israel. Merry Christmas. Holla jolly. I'm here at the studio of CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, which is out of Virginia Beach, affiliated with the 700 Club, Pat Robertson, and American Center for Law and Justice is associated, Regent University, all this stuff that was created and bloomed by one man with a vision, and the global outreach that CBN does. And I just got done talking to Chris Mitchell. We got a little background music here, set the tone. And I'm here with, introduce yourself, sir.
Jonathan Goff.
Jonathan Goff. Yep.
Julie Stahl.
Julie Stahl. And now, Julie, thank you for being on the show. It's can we get some Christmas music in the background? That's awesome. No, don't apologize, brother. There's nothing like a little background, you know what I mean? Oh, Burl Lives, you gotta love that guy.
Yeah.
Love him. Holly Jolly Christmas. Anyway, Julie, thank you for being here on the show. And look, I don't know you that well, but just from the first time and now that I'm speaking, you're a fantastic woman. And so you've been with CBN for how long? Now, if I can ask you, where are you originally from?
From the States.
From the States.
Yeah.
Can I ask where?
Yeah, well, I grew up in the Chicago area.
Oh, wow,
a long time in Florida and came here from Virginia.
What part
Beach.
Of Florida?
West Palm Beach area.
West Palm Beach. I got friends there.
Yeah.
I lived in St. Pete for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
So on the West Coast.
Yes.
The only state in the United States where the sun rises and sets.
Oh, true.
But, so you've got a Chicago, Florida, Israel, you know.
Yeah.
Who does that, you know? It sounds like you've had an exciting adventure in your life.
Yeah,
so, indeed. So you went to Regent University.
I did go to Regent. I graduated with a degree in master's in journalism.
Okay.
And came to Israel.
Wow, that's fascinating. Did you ever think you'd be here?
Not when I was growing up. Later, I thought, you know, this was a place God was bringing me to be. So
because you're Jewish.
I am Jewish.
Wow. You know what, ma'am, I'll tell you, when I talk
to Jewish folks from all over the world. I know it. I know what's going on. I know what's up, okay? When I talk to them, why did you come home? All over the world.
Yeah.
Why did you come home? Well, this is the Jewish state, you know? But you know what I picture? The love. The love of God that reaches, that, you know, Elijah, after he killed the prophets of Baal, those false prophets that were misleading the Jewish people, and now he finds himself with a bounty on his head from Jezebel, and he feels all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's a man who saw a miracle of God.
Yeah.
This shows you human frailty.
Yeah.
Human frailty. He sees a miracle of God, and now he's in the desert and he's worried about his life. And God said, I spoke in the whirlwind and the fire and the storm, all those things. And yet, also with a still small voice. And I can almost picture it. In a faraway land where God's people are scattered throughout the world. And Hashem, each one, he loves them. Loves them. Speaking to them. Whispering to the heart, come home.
Mm-hmm.
Come home.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. That's amazing.
It is.
Wow. So you heard that voice. Maybe it wasn't so, but you felt that tug.
Yeah, I felt that tug. Yeah, I saw it in the scriptures, and I believed the Bible, so I came.
Wow. Wow. Listen, I've said on my show, I don't believe in a diaspora. A diaspora, for the listeners, is what Jews that live in pockets of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's time after 2,000 years to make your way home. Come home while it's convenient.
Yeah.
Because the way the world's shaping up, it will not always be so.
Yeah,
it will not always be so. So American Jews, if you're listening, stop being disobedient. And if you're a rabbi, please do not, this is Michael Gano saying, and not CBN or anybody else, but please do not talk to me about God while you're sitting in disobedience with your kippah on in the United States. Now that sounds harsh, but I'm going to tell you, scripture. God wants obedience rather than sacrifice. And it's only because he loves us and know what's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great stuff. Julie, I didn't mean to veer off on that, but anyway, I get a little excited sometimes.
Yeah, take the rabbit trail.
But it's my show. Anyway, so now you're here, you're home.
I'm home.
And you've lived here, can I ask you?
26 years.
26 years, my. I don't know of many folks that have done stuff for 26 years consistently, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how has your experience, like, what's it been like? Because you were here before, like, Israel leads the way in technology, agriculture, medicine, and the vast amounts of humanitarian work that the world never, ever, ever, they may see it,
yeah,
but they won't open their mouth.
Yeah.
And this country leads the way. I love it.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of growth.
I've seen a lot of stuff, that's right. When I came here, you know, I mean, I washed my laundry in the bathtub and...
Let me say this. I'm going to pay homage to a woman, a lady, with fortitude and perseverance. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I've lived in Haiti. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've done that stuff. I did it in Romania.
Yeah.
I came here with $600 in my pocket. Okay? I'm just saying, look, you know what? If you want it, if you love it, if it's a conviction,
yeah,
you don't care what you go through.
That's
you do it with joy.
That's true. You do. You come and you, and you rejoice.
Wow. What was that like? Like... in the bathtub.
Well, yeah, yeah. Bringing it out and yeah.
I can only tell you from my experience, there's been times when I've done that and I said, God, thank you for bringing me here.
Yeah.
Wringing that water out.
Yeah. I'm thankful for washing machines too.
Absolutely.
Because
you now have one.
Yes, of course.
Nice. Yeah. You've come a long way, baby.
Yeah,
and you don't even smoke. Thank God for that. But anyway, so you've been here for that long, and how'd you come to CBN?
Well, I went to Ouija University,
yeah,
and then I worked for Middle East Television until they went to Lebanon, and that was in the...
Wait, you actually went to Lebanon?
No, I did not.
You didn't, no, okay.
They went to Lebanon.
Yeah, that's not safe for you as someone who's Jewish.
Right, no, definitely not. Yeah, it wasn't really safe for anybody, but I couldn't go.
Right.
But, and then but I've been back with CBN for about 4.5 years.
Nice. Now, again, another consistency that most people find hard to pull off. So I appreciate that. So, wow. So now, what exactly do you do for CNN?
I'm a correspondent.
Okay. Ah, so you're the woman behind the man behind the man.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, nice. Yeah. You're in front of the camera.
Sometimes.
And we got Jonathan here that's holding the camera.
Yeah.
So what's it like for you out on the street when you are, because I know that I've seen some of your stuff. You asked about striking Syria, I think, mm-hmm. back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, had you been in front of the camera before? You had that look about you, like you could.
No, well, I did.
You're 10 times what Barbara Walters is.
Oh, thank you. I did work for an internet news service for about 9.5 years, and so that was writing.
Right.
And so the last 4.5 years, I've been doing TV, and yeah. So
nice.
It's fun. Yeah, I really enjoy being out on the streets. I enjoy interviewing people.
Yeah.
Man on the street interviews, as we call them, is one of my favorite things to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm certainly thankful for what you do with CBN. It's needed. We're up against a huge liberal, leftist, anti-Christian, anti-Jew, anti-Israel, anti-Zionist media out there. Mm-hmm. And so what has been, in the 26 years you've been here, what's your most memorable experience? Do you have one specific one like that would just come to your mind, like, wow, I remember this? I mean, that's a lot of time span.
A lot of time
span.
I'm not sure I can come up with just one thing.
Right.
I think just being here over the years, and one thing I did do, I went on a ship to bring Russian immigrants back.
Really?
In the 90s. And
wow.
That was quite an experience.
Wow. I
mean, you know, covering a couple of wars has been quite an experience. I think just living here over time, learning Hebrew, being with the people here,
and it's
a good experience.
Nice. Ma'am, thank you for being on the show. Appreciate it. Jonathan, how long have you been in Israel?
2.5 years.
Jonathan?
Yes.
2.5 years. So what, okay, what spurned you on to come to the Jewish state?
Stephen offered, Chris Nitcher from here asked me to come over and join the team.
Okay.
That's really brought the whole thing about.
What was the connection? Was there a connection before, or just stumbled upon Chris and it's like, hey, you look like a nice guy. Oh, you're a Christian? You're skilled? Let's work together.
No, I've been here, I worked in this hospital for about 3 weeks.
Okay.
2 years before I came here.
Nice.
So we had that connection there.
So have you, how many times have you been, and you said three, how long?
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yes.
So how many times have you been home since then to the States?
probably about once or twice a year.
Okay.
Probably, man. Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome. That's awesome. So you're obviously not home for Christmas.
Nope, I am here this year.
Did you go home last year?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was home last year. Yeah.
So what's the reaction? Here's a guy in the Middle East and then narrowing it down in Israel. Has any of your family been to Israel?
My sister has.
Your sister, and that's it?
That's it.
So, what's it like when you come home and you get off that plane, everybody's like, wow, you're in Israel, I'm sure you get like 10,000 questions.
Yeah. I do get a lot. When I go see my family, you know, they're just glad to see me.
Yeah.
Because it's a big reunion.
Right.
And now I've got like, I think 4 of my siblings are all out of the house, we're all gone. So when we get back, you know, we all have our own lives, we're living outside, so we come back and it's just, and we're just glad to be together.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But yeah, I know there are other questions about Israel, what it's like, and you know,
are they riding camels? I get that question more.
I've gotten that one as a joke. Never, no one's ever asked me seriously. Do you ride camels over there?
I get asked that all the time. Keep your head down. Keep your head down. I get that too. Keep your head down. I'm looking forward now. I don't say this, God forbid.
Yeah.
But the next time something does, I want to be right there in the thick of it. I want in the middle of it, right there. And hopefully maybe they'll throw me an M16 or something and say, okay, you talk all this talk, let's see if
your
action.
Part. Do your part.
But so you're not at home this year.
I'm not.
Why?
Well, I have a lot of weddings next year for my family.
Ah,
so
nice.
Trying to save vacation for next year. That's the real reason why.
Wow, that's nice. The folks are getting married. You know what? I'll tell you, let me say this openly. There's nothing like heterosexual love. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know what folks are thinking in the States. You know what I mean? And then trying to bring that junk here. That's what kills me. But anyway, that's another subject.
Big subject right now, though, these few days.
I could dog on that all day. Trust me, I do. Anyway, so what are you doing? Do you guys ever, like, I'm sure you get together and hang out and go to Shabbat dinners or whatever.
We actually just had our big Christmas party yesterday, the office Christmas party.
Really? Is that why Chris didn't want me coming yesterday?
It's probably why, because we were not working. We were all downstairs getting ready and partying. And
Nice. So how was it? How'd it go?
It went very good. It went very well.
Nice. So what
this
are you...
This is me being...
Nice! Look
Christmas.
At that, a holly jolly. Hey, I'm going to start doing video next year. Yeah. So we'll be able to get that picture. We'll have our faces on there, Wow, that's a great picture. Who took that?
Anika's brother.
Nice faded background with the tree. That's great. That's great. Is that your Facebook page picture?
It is.
Nice.
Profile picture action.
You see all the lights?
You got the lights on the arm of the guitar.
Lights on my shirt. Lights on my shirt.
Wow. I thought those were just colored buttons.
Nope, those are lights.
Nice.
They're around my monitors and my clocks.
Wow, that looks fantastic. Wow, that's great.
So I wore my lights yesterday for about 11 hours because I actually hit it two Christmas.
And you actually haven't really trimmed up on the beard since then. I can tell. It's run a little high on you.
Exactly.
Wow, that looks great. So what are you doing like for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, I think I'm going to go caroling over the hills of Bethlehem.
Really? Caroling?
I discovered this event taking place last night, so I'm going to join that.
Nice.
Probably take some friends to Bethlehem afterwards.
Nice. You know, now what are you doing? No, okay. Never mind. Hey, you're hilarious. You know what? I'm glad you... You know, it's amazing because back in the day...
Yes.
We used to... Even back in the 80s. I'm 43. I just turned 43. Our church used to get together and go to nursing homes, mm-hmm. go to people's homes, mm-hmm. and sing out in front of their house. Mm-hmm. Folks don't do that anymore, to my knowledge. You'd probably get a lawsuit. The cops would come arrest you for, unruly disorder or something.
About 2 years ago when I was still in Virginia, I would do it in my church.
Nice.
We would go to summer houses, but most of them were like people from the church we would go to.
Right.
But, you know, we would still do the caroling stuff.
Yeah. So nice. Yeah.
Let me tell you this.
Please.
In Israel, in Jerusalem, a lot of the churches have like caroling services on Christmas Eve, and hundreds of Israelis go to listen to the caroling.
Wow.
Christmas carols.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It is, you know, you just can't get away from it. When you think about, like, Handel's Messiah and things like that, you just can't get away from it.
Yeah.
I don't know how God, you know, it makes you think, if you truly understand some of the trappings behind Christmas. And there were things I didn't know until I went to seminary, because you sit around with a bunch of guys and have theological, you know, discussions, and then people were telling you stuff like, you know, some certain things about, and I don't want to get off on this, but I think it's something that we should investigate for ourselves. It's mm-hmm. self-taught, mm-hmm. to be self-taught. But when you get into things like the Christmas tree and stuff like that, when you look at the origin of it, I was like, and then someone said, well, Jesus wasn't born in December. I'm like, what? You know? I mean, I'm a young guy with milk on my breath. What do I know? You know what I mean? And, you know, when these... Honest questions are posed. I think that shows us as a people that sometimes, for example, someone posted after the snowstorm a picture of a two-lane road. You might have heard about it, a two-lane road, and said, this is the road to Jerusalem, between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. That picture went viral, and people that live here, I know a guy that works for the government, that all he does is drive back and forth government workers between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. He's like, that's the most beautiful picture. And he's done this most of his life. And we're like, no.
It's nowhere near.
That's not. Because you'd have to see the picture. The listeners would have to see the picture. It's a two-lane road, which the road to Jerusalem is four-lane. And there's trees, pine trees on both sides, completely covered in snow.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's nowhere near the landscape. And it was in Russia, I think, that the picture was taken.
Yeah.
But it goes to show you, and it's amazing, people have lived here their whole lives, actually. And
they believe it.
We do this in the States. We do it in the States. So my point is that so many times, we don't ask ourselves hard, honest questions. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, if you want to grow as a person, if you want to see changes in your own life, sometimes we wait too many times for outside influences mm-hmm. to come and tug us. Where if we'd sit and ask ourselves some hard, honest questions, you know, I think that our lives would be changed just by self-reflection.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, wow, that's great stuff. I didn't mean to go so deep. Thankfully, we're just trying to dig out of snow. We're not digging in the ground yet, you know? So so you're going caroling.
Yes.
From, now, I can only imagine, what are you going from house to house? Or
well, no, way? I think here we're just, I think Christmas Eve we're just going to go like, to the hills of Bethlehem, overlooking it.
Yeah.
And just seeing from the hills.
Wow.
So like seeing that it, hopefully there's enough people like resonate through the hills. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Wow, that's amazing. So what are you doing on Christmas Day?
I'm having people over Christmas morning.
Nice.
Gonna probably make some cinnamon rolls.
There you go.
Traditional, you know, family tradition things Christmas morning.
Dude, do you wish you were with your family now?
Play some music.
You wish you were with your family now?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We love Christmas in my family.
What'd your mom say when you told Mom, I'm not coming?
Well, I think this year she kind of understood. I mean, obviously she was wishing I'd be there.
Right.
But she understood because I have like four weddings this year, two siblings getting married, and so...
No,
She understood this year.
Yeah, yeah. Now, who do you feel is... And I don't want to set a stereotype.
Yeah.
But who misses you more, Mom or Dad? Like, when they showed, when you said, I'm not coming, even though they understand they want you there, who was...
Well, right now, my mom, because my dad is actually in Afghanistan right now. So he's going
to...
He's also spending Christmas away from home.
Really?
He is.
Wow. Now, what's your dad doing in Afghanistan?
He's a three-quart chaplain in...
really?
In Kabul.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's... well, I want to say thank you for your father's service to the country.
Wow. Yes, sir.
That's great. And I'm not even going to ask you. Well, listen, I want to say I appreciate you folks, and thank you for what you do here at CBN. And wow, there's nothing like little Burl Ives, you know what I mean? So, listen, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, sir, to you too.
And, hey, it was good to see you guys. And I'm going to go in here. I'm going to, because I think we got the receptionist out here. I don't want to call her reception. Her job is much more than just that. What can we call her? The executive secretary?
The production assistant.
Production assistant.
Yeah. There we go.
Because I'm going to walk out here. I like to add a little background. So I'm going to walk out here and say Merry Christmas to her and talk to her a little
Sounds
bit.
Good.
So, where is that nice lady at? Ma'am, I want to tell you that you make some of the finest coffee.
Now, well, thank you.
I apologize. Now, sometimes I barely remember my way home at night. Mm-hmm. So tell me your name again.
Annika,
where are you from?
I'm from here.
Okay, you're from Israel?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And, Gwyneth, you're Jewish?
No.
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 First of all, I want to say before we get started. Annika, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So what's your background?
I was born and raised here.
Okay.
Born to Christian parents who are American.
Okay.
Who have been living here for over 60 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Have they been married that long?
They've been... Oh, no, sorry, not that long. They've been married about, I think... since 1969.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's 34 years. About 35 years.
That's
about
right.
35 years. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a long time.
It is.
For two people to love each other. That's awesome. So you were born and raised here.
I was.
Wow. And what'd your parents do that they're still here, that they moved here from the United States? If I can ask
that. They are missionaries.
Okay.
They run a church here called the Baptist House.
Okay.
More non-denominational, but probably on the Protestant side.
Okay.
And yeah, so.
So you got now growing up here. Wow, and your parents are American.
Yeah.
That's a whole different because they understand.
Uh-huh.
Born and raised in the United States, they understand America, the culture, the mindset. You know, all of that stuff.
Exactly.
And yet, here's their daughter now. I'm just going to say, are you an Israeli citizen?
I'm not.
You're not.
Because I'm not Jewish, therefore, anyone who's non-Jewish,
right.
They can't receive citizenship, and it's just kind of the rules of the system. There's a lot of people like me, and unless if I had done the army, if I went and did the military,
right. They would have given you a citizenship.
They would have.
Wow.
Yes.
I knew I should have came over after college. killing me. Well, listen. So, do you go back to the States, obviously?
From time to time.
From time to time. What's that like for you? Because you weren't raised in that culture, in that society.
No.
What's that like for you when you knowing your parents were, and then you see family members and?
Right. I went for university to the States.
Okay.
And it was very different because. I know I'm a part of it, but I don't feel like I belong
right.
so much.
Because no, I got
you. I've been raised in a different culture, a different mindset, so I feel like there's a connection, but I don't feel very much fit
right.
for it. But I like it on occasion. I mean, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be home.
Right.
This is home for
right.
me.
Right, absolutely.
And it feels comfortable. It feels, you know, natural.
Yeah.
But then it's also a little bit of a cultural difference because... I am from here, but I'm not Jewish, and therefore it's also a, you know, I was in the category of a TCK.
Yeah.
A TCK is third cultural kid, which someone, a kid.
A third cultural, I've never heard that term.
Raised, you know, in a different country, different from their parents, and just all around, you know, not exactly, just different from, okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you, have you been in the States during Christmas?
Yes, I have during Christmas time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1 year I have.
What was that like for you? How long ago was it?
This was a.
Because how old are you?
I'm 24. 24,
okay.
This was a couple of years ago. I did also have one Christmas when I was about 15 years old, but a couple of years ago I did Christmas in the States. It's so different. You really feel. Like Christmas is real and it's alive, and I can see how people get excited about the Christmas, you know, spirit. And it's different here because you don't really see decorations around. You don't see much, unless you go into the West Bank, Bethlehem. Of course, they have decorations up.
You mean Judea and Samaria?
yeah, right. But no, it's.
Or if you're in certain parts of the Old City.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know. So you can find that. You can find places who are kind of open their stores up and sell different things. But it kind of makes it more special because, you know, you don't see it so often. So when you do, it's like, oh, that's unique. That's different.
Yeah, yeah.
But and then the only other Christmas you get is within your homes. I mean, if you are a Christian family. So.
Right. So what's been your most memorable Christmas here? Do you have one that maybe stands out, or a time with your family, or?
I think the most memorable one was a recent one when my whole family was together.
Wow!
That's because one of my brothers happened to get married that Christmas time.
Yeah.
And everybody was together, everyone from the family, and that's never happened. I mean, that maybe years ago.
Right.
That was a special time because it was just kind of, it hadn't happened in so long. And we're a big family. I'm youngest of 7 kids.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's love. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow. And there's only 4 in my family. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So that's an amazing time. Now, do they all live here? Or?
Some are here and some are, one is in the States. I have a sister in Italy,
okay,
with her husband and kids. I have a sister in Africa,
wow,
with an adopted child.
Yeah, wow.
And I have a, and the rest are here. Yeah.
You know, that's an amazing thing because when you, as an American, we get the, I've lived in other countries before, and Israel's my last stop.
Okay.
And I am thankful that as an American, I've been blessed with a great deal of freedom,
mm-hmm.
and a passport that I can go home if, now I wouldn't do this in Israel, if tragedy strikes and things bad happen, I can go back to the United States where it's safe.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't do that here. I'm not, there's just, I wouldn't leave this country for, unless they kick me out. And I'm certainly not going to do anything to jeopardize that. But my point being is that we're very blessed. Americans that have never traveled don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't unless you spend some time in a foreign country or several.
That's very true.
That we are blessed with that passport. God blessed us by divine providence. We could have been born in a lot of other places. We could have been born in a place of lesser estate. And yet we were born in the United States. And we're blessed when, like your sisters in Africa and Italy, and as Americans, we get the experience, life-altering experience of being in other cultures and seeing, which not only, again, brings that reality that, wow, I am very blessed to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the strongest fighters for America are people that have lived overseas,
right.
Christians that have lived overseas,
right.
In other countries. And that's fascinating. I'm glad that your families, your parents, not only are a blessing to Israel,
mm-hmm.
but they passed on to their children a blessing not only to be an American, but to get to see other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, that's great stuff. That's great. Well, listen, I want to say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
And I appreciate you chiming in.
Yeah.
And you can hear the show this Sunday.
All right.
So I'm going to go back here and talk to Chris. We have about a minute left. So, Chris, while you're standing there, I want to say thank you for all that you do here at CBN.
Uh-huh. You're
welcome,
Mike.
For what you do for Israel.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for being a great American and for being that example here in Israel to the Jewish people of a representation, an ambassador, not only for Christ, but for America. So I want to say Merry Christmas to
Merry
you
Christmas,
and everyone here. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Michael Gonneau for Insight to Israel. I want to say thank you to the guys at America's Web Radio. Thank you to everyone that listens. Thank you for Hershey's for Heroes. Merry